AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says a nuclear agreement with Iran has the potential to open a new chapter for Iran and the rest of the world.
This deal offers an opportunity to move in a new direction. We should seize it.
The PAC would lift billions of dollars in economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for curtailing its nuclear program for at least 10 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismisses the agreement.
What a stunning historic mistake.
Under terms of the deal, Iran must dismantle much of its nuclear program in order to secure the sanctions relief. International inspectors can now press for visits to Iran's military facilities, but access is not guaranteed, and a smaller number of centrifuges will keep spinning, and Iran will still be able to enrich uranium, but at lower levels. A 16-year-old is recovering from her injuries in Washington State after what rescuers say is her miracle survival of a plane crash. Here's Warren Levinson.
16-year-old Autumn Veach was flying in a small plane with her grandparents from Kalispell, Montana to Bellingham, Washington Saturday when they crashed in the rugged North Cascades. All three aboard were presumed dead. Then came this voice Monday on a 911 call.
We crashed and I was the only one that made it out.
Autumn had waited by the wreckage for a day, then hiked through thick forest for 2 days until she reached a trail, then a road. She's bruised and scratched and has burns on her hands, but she's okay. She's an amazing kid, her father says. There's more to her than she knows. I'm Warren Levinson.
Closing arguments underway in the Colorado Theater shooting trial. District Attorney George Brockler telling jurors that whatever mental illness James Holmes suffered from at the time of the attack nearly 3 years ago, it did not impair his ability to tell right from wrong. Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to killing 12 people and injuring 70 others in the shooting. This is AP Radio News. Auto safety regulators investigating another manufacturer because of airbags that could spew metal fragments into drivers and passengers. AP's Tom Krischer reports that ARC Automotive, based in Tennessee, made the airbag inflators for older model Chrysler and Kia models.
The investigation includes up to 420,000 older Fiat Chrysler Town and Country minivans and another 70,000 Kia Optima midsize sedans. The Chrysler minivans are from the 2002 model year, and the Optimas are from 2004. Those are all under investigation with these ARC inflators, and they could be recalled if the government determines that there's a safety problem.
General Motors says it will continue sponsoring Kid Rock's summer tour despite the National Action Network's call that the automaker cut ties with the musician if he displays a Confederate flag during his performances. GM says the singer has displayed only the American flag during his current tour. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.